It was a time to celebrate as AKP supporters watched the results come in from around the country. In the end, the party received a lion's share of the vote. The AKP ran on a more of the same platform. More reforms, more economic gains, more private investment, and more talks toward future membership in the European Union. It had obvious appeal to voters, and they came out in droves to support the idea. Speaking after the AKP's election victory, party leader Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan relished the win, but also reached out to opponents.
Bize verdiğiniz görevi layıkıyla yerine getirmek için
Mr. Erdogan called the election a victory for democracy in Turkey. He said the party would work hard to carry out the duty voters had given it. We will raise the democratic secular republic to a higher level, he promised. The promise to uphold secular principles is a very important issue to the opposition, which had raised fears about the AKP's Islamist roots and the fact that its leaders are openly devout Muslims whose wives wear the traditional Islamic headscarf. Sunday's elections were held early because of a constitutional crisis over who would become Turkey's next president. Mr. Erdogan nominated his foreign minister, Abdullah Gül, for the post, but that angered secularists, who said that Gül's Islamist past and the fact that his wife covers her hair made him unacceptable for a post that's meant to safeguard the constitution and the country's secular tradition. Millions took to the streets to protest the Gül nomination. Ali Çarkoğlu, a political scientist at Sabancı University outside Istanbul, says choosing a president will be the first test of the new parliament.
If parliamentary elites fail to cooperate on that first issue, it's likely that we're going to have another election. But it's a very small likelihood because the weight of elections is so well rooted in Turkish political culture that I doubt the elites can ignore that weight and all of a sudden decide to start a new game.
Parliament has about 30 days to elect a new president or submit to new elections. That, says Çarkoğlu, is not something any of the parties will want. Despite the AKP's solid victory, it does not have the necessary two-thirds majority in parliament to push through its presidential choice. It will need to cooperate and compromise. The AKP will be joined in parliament by the main secular opposition group, the Republican People's Party, which got 20% of the vote, and the right-wing Nationalist Action Party with its 14% share. Also coming to parliament will be over two dozen independents, including from Turkey's ethnic Kurdish minority. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Istanbul.